think if we want to stand in unshakable, if we want to stand in an unshakable kingdom, if we want to stand unshakable no matter what happens, this doesn't sound that spiritual, but it actually is. Choose order. Choose order. So often we want to talk about the spiritual stuff as sort of being very sort of, nice and free and wonderful, and there's elements of that. But you know what? The spiritual realm is a realm of order. There's part of it that is ordered to try and bring disorder, but there is order. And if you want to stand unshakable, you've got to choose order. In an army, not everyone can be a five-star general, but a well-functioning army functions on two things: discipline and obedience. Who likes those words? Woo! Where are the high school teachers? Discipline and obedience. If you want to stand unshakable, we need to make discipline and obedience part of our life. They're not the most exciting attributes, but what's that? Well, that's accountability to God and our leaders and bringing discipline into our life. Now, discipline's like reading the Word. Discipline's like praying. Discipline's like delayed gratification, like saying, well, I don't need to have everything now. If we want to be unshakable, we've got to choose order, and those things are really important. The second thing is, how can we stand unshakable? Well, number two, I think you've got to choose, you won't expect me to say this one, you've got to choose to become a pilgrim. Become a pilgrim. And I'm not talking about putting on weird clothes and walking off barefoot to Jerusalem. I mean, if God really calls you to do that, cool. I'll let you go, but I don't think he's asking most of us to do that. But what's the definition of being a pilgrim? It's basically a traveler on a journey to a holy place. See, if you're a follower of Jesus, you're on a journey. And our walk on earth is more about the journey than the destination. Just think about that for a minute, and you will get more and more excited about the journey. Because unless the rapture happens, we all know our destination in a physical sense. But let's get excited about the journey. Because what you're going to take beyond that point is all about what happens on the journey. It is about what God does in you and through you on the journey. And being a pilgrim is on a journey to a holy place. What God is doing in us is all part of the journey. All right, number three, be permanently planted. The Greek word for being rooted is a word called rizo, which means to be permanently fixed. We're not tumbleweeds. We're not sort of blowing around everywhere. And Ephesians 4 verse 14 says, then you will no longer be immature like children who are tossed around and blown with every wind of new teaching. We will not be influenced when people try to trick us with lies so clever that they sound like truth. Who's ever had that? Who's ever really felt like you knew something and you believed it? And then some really clever person came and talked to you and you thought, I don't know if I believe that anymore. And you go away and you think about it and you think, no, they were just talking rubbish. That wasn't the truth. All right, how can we, the band can join me, Matt. How can we stand unshakable? I think number four, we've actually got to allow ourselves to be built up. We've got to allow ourselves to be built up. Get people around you who encourage you. I've told you all the things tonight that are moving and sort of shaking around in our world. But, let's allow ourselves to be built up. Right. To be built up. Get around people that encourage you. Right. Get around people that build you up. Get around people who will speak truth into your life. And sometimes that truth's not always easy. Sometimes it's not always like, yeah, it just sounds good. But you know what? True encouragement will actually really build you up, and it will encourage you. Romans 4:14, it says, So then let us aim for harmony in the church and try and build each other up. I just feel I've got to say this, not because of anything at all that's going on, just because I know the season that we're coming into and that we need to be unshakable in this next season as a church. So let us then aim for harmony. To get harmony, you don't have to all be the same. Harmony is actually, you know, it's people singing different parts come together and form harmony. But you have to aim for it. You have to try and get it. And if you're singing out of tune, you have to shut up.
Amen.
And I think at times, if we're going to get to where God's calling us as a church, there'll be times that, you know what, when we want to do things in order and discipline, sometimes discipline is just choosing to shut up. Just because we got something to say, it doesn't mean it's going to bring about harmony. And the reason I can say this now is I don't feel like I'm talking to people that are getting it wrong. I don't feel like I'm having to pull people into line, because that always goes badly. But I'm just saying it as a warning. I think in the season that we go into, we're actually going to have to do some of those things. Get back to the top. All right, last one. Second last one. How can we stand unshakable? Become a reader or a student, you know. Decide that you're going to understand and know the truth. Get it into your life. This is the last one, and I'll finish here. I think to stand unshakable, talk about standing on the rock, but we've also got to go to the river. We stand on the rock, but there are times we've got to go to the river. It says this in Ezekiel 47, 9 verse 1. It says, there will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Fishermen will stand along the shores of the Dead Sea all the way from En Gedi to En Gillam. The shores will be covered with nets drying in the sun. Fish of every kind will fill the Dead Sea just as they fill the Mediterranean. Come on. I find that the easiest way to go deep into something is to have security in actually what you're standing on. See, when we're part of an unshakable kingdom, we've also got to go to the river. We've got to allow the Spirit of God to bring freshness and life and flow through us, bring about change. Because sometimes we hear a message like I've spoken tonight and we think, oh yeah, it's okay, I'm gonna stand on the rock and I'm gonna be solid, and we become like statues and we become immovable. But you know what, we need the refreshing of the Spirit, and it is actually about the truths that we stand on that mean that we are secure enough to allow God to do a new thing in us and through us. And I think it is we understand what we are standing on when God comes and moves in new and different ways, that we are not shaken because we actually know the truth. And can we allow Him to move in us? And I just, as the band leaders tonight, I'm just going to just get them to do one song, and then I want to pray. Since we are receiving a kingdom that is unshakable, let us be thankful and please God by worshiping Him with holy fear and awe. Come on, let's stand and let's worship Him, because you know we stand on an unshakable kingdom.
Let your rain fall down on me. Let it break new ground in me. Let it bring new life to the driest places in my heart. Wash away the disappointment. Wash away the weariness. Soak my soul in the spirit of the living God. Open up the heavens. Take away the ceiling. Let your rain fall down. Break through the layers. Come all the chaos. Let your rain fall.
Beginning of the passage I was just reading from, Ezekiel 47. And he writes, "In my vision, the man brought me back to the entrance of the temple. There I saw a stream flowing east from beneath the door of the temple. And passing to the right of the altar on its south, the man brought me outside of the wall through the north gateway, and he led me around the eastern entrance. There I could see the water flowing out through the south side of the east, measuring as he went along the stream for 750 feet. And then he led me across the water, and it was up to my ankles. He measured another 1,750 feet and led me across again. This time the water was up to my knees. After another 1,750 feet, it was up to my waist. Then he measured another 1,750 feet, and the river was too deep to walk across. It was deep enough to swim in, but too deep to walk me through. And he asked me, 'Have you been watching, son of man?' Then he led me back along the riverbank. When I returned, I was surprised by the sight of many trees growing on both sides of the river. And then he said to me, 'This river flows east through the desert into the valley of the Dead Sea. And the waters of this stream will make the salty waters of the Dead Sea fresh and pure. There will be swarms of living things wherever the water of this river flows. Fish will abound in the Dead Sea, for its waters will become fresh. Life will flourish wherever this water flows. Fishermen will stand along the shores of the Dead Sea, all the way from Engedi to Engillam, and the shores will be covered with nets drying in the sun. Fish of every kind will fill the Dead Sea, just as they fill the Mediterranean. Hey, come on. As the Spirit of God flows on us, as individuals, on us, as a church, there are things that are dead, there are things that are lifeless, there are things that feel like they have no future that are going to abound with life. And I just want people now to raise their hands, and you think, you know what, there are areas of my life and my world that feel like they're dead, they feel like they are not, that can never be brought to life. You know what, the Dead Sea has been so dead, it is so salty that nothing can live. And this prophecy is something that will happen in the natural, that, you know, that there will be so much fresh water floods into that place that it will come to life. And you know what, there are things that are dead and have been buried and feel like they are lifeless in your world, and right now the Spirit of God is wanting to flow onto them. He's wanting to blow onto them. He's wanting to breathe onto them. He's wanting to flow through them, and He's wanting to bring life to things that feel like they are gone and finished. I want you to just hold up regions and areas of this city, of this state, and you think, well, they are dead, they could never live, they could never have life. Well, guess what, we've got news for the enemy, we've got news for the past, that the Spirit of God is going to bring life into those areas. There are people that are going to talk about suburbs in this city that used to be dead, that used to be graveyards, that are going to be filled with life. People are being saved, they're going to be held up as spotlights to new life and hope, and the Spirit of God moving in them. There are people here, and your family feels like it has always been a certain way. Well, the Spirit of God is going to come into that. It's going to bring about life and hope and future. There is going to be a breaking right now in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Mike and Liz, can you come out here and can you bring as many of your family that want to come? It's up to them. Don't make them come if they don't want to. Yeah, come on, Hannah. Yeah, come on, Isaac. You guys have felt like it hasn't come like the rain. Sometimes it feels like it comes like a torrent. And maybe you feel like that's just a pattern, the way it's always going to be. I just want to say here publicly that I don't believe that that's the future that God has for you guys. He's got a future where He wants His Spirit to flow over you in such a way that there is an output that comes from you. And people are actually going to come and receive life from what actually comes through you guys. Let me read the hard thing. It says, but the marshes and the swamps will not be purified. They will still be salty. Basically, we're saying, you know what? The more that we actually open our lives up, the more that the Spirit can flow through us, the more that He flows into us, and the more that He purifies. And I know you guys, the reason I can say this is I know that you're all people that love Jesus, and you've got a great heart, and God has got so much for you. And I think what the enemy would want to do is say, you know what, you can't serve me and you can't make a difference until you get this right, until you get your family right, until it all looks good. Hey, I'm here to say tonight that you don't have to worry about how it looks. You just start serving, you start loving people, and you just start to allow the Spirit of God to start to flow through you, and you're going to be amazed at what He does. Come on, let's stand together as a family, and we're going to proclaim a new day. Lord, I thank you for Michael. I thank you that he is saved, he is set free. I thank you that he knows the truth. I thank you that you picked him up and you pulled him out of a pit and you placed his feet on the rock. and where he feels disappointment, where he feels like things have been going in a certain direction, we are here tonight to say that it is finished and that you're doing a new thing. Lord, I thank you for Hannah right now. I just pray that you would fill her afresh in Jesus' name, that she would know that you are going to allow her to serve. You're going to allow her to bless people in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Hey, Esther, I momentarily forgot your name, but God hasn't forgotten you. And you are certainly not the forgotten one in this family. You know that? You're not forgotten. God's got a great plan for you. Come on, fill Esther right now with your spirit. Come on, Lord. Oh, I pray right now hope would rise in her in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I just pray for Liz right now. Lord, I pray that she would just find her feet on a rock like she's never felt before. Like regardless of what goes on around her, that her life would just feel secure. She would know that things are not about to collapse, things are not about to fall, that you go before her, that you go behind her, that you hold her up. Lord, I pray that the words that she speaks and the demeanor of her life will be so much out of the security that she has in knowing that you love her, knowing that you've set her free, knowing that you will never let her go. And Lord, I thank you that you have got so much ahead for her. So I just pray that she would just feel the presence of your security in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. Lord, I thank you for Isaac. I thank you right now that this young man is bold enough to stand here right now in Jesus' name. And I pray right now that you would be more real to him than ever you've been. Lord, I thank you that there's a calling on his life. We know that words have been spoken over his life, but I pray right now that there will be a realness to that. That the things that would feel like they're coming and dripping away and eroding that faith, Lord, would just be filled with your love and your presence and your purpose in Jesus' name. We just pray for them as a family. We hold them up and we just come against those things that would stand against them, and that they would know that their feet are in a rock and that your spirit wants to flow through them in Jesus' mighty name. In Jesus' mighty name. Jesus' mighty name. Dan asked me to hand back to him when I'd finished. Can I just do one more thing? And thank you, guys. That was a brave thing to do. And I've taken you to a little bit of a vulnerable place. But thank you for doing that. And just know that our hearts are for you guys. And I just think God's wanting to show you guys, first and foremost, who he is and his faithfulness and what he's going to do. He wants to show us as a church what he's going to do too. There's no pressure or expectation there. It's walking in the freedom that you have in Christ and allowing him to flow through you. But I just think there might be other people here right now and you feel like stuff's been coming against you like a torrent. Bam, bam, bam. And you're thinking, How can I actually stand unshakable in a season like that? Just before I hand back to Dan, just come and stand here right now. I mean, we're a small group tonight, so we can minister like this. So come and just stand up here, and we're just gonna break the power of those things in the name of Jesus. I just think there are a few others that you need to just come and stand and say, you know what? There are torrents, there are rivers flowing, but I'm going to come and I'm going to stand here tonight. Oh, Lord, we just break the power. We thank you for Joe, that today is a new day. And Joe, even as I spoke to you this morning, we just talked about, you know, just about stuff and bits of the journey. And you said, I'm going to be back here tonight. And I just think you knew that you needed to be here tonight. And you know, God is actually wanting to seal some things in you. He's actually wanting you to know that he's actually breaking stuff right now in the name of Jesus. that there is a season that you've been in and you've been going through and you've been wondering if that's the way your life will continue to unfold. And I just want to say before you right now that those things are lies, those things are not true, and today is a brand new day. And he's just allowing your eyes to lift. He's allowing you to see the new things. He's allowing you to step into what is ahead of you, and that season is gone. It is finished. I'm not saying that you won't have challenges, but I'm saying that season of feeling like things are going in that direction is done and dusted. There is a season where he's going to use you as a builder. There is a season where he's going to use you as an encourager. There is a season where you will bring so much life to other people. And just as you allow that to flow from you, you're going to be amazed at what he does. But the season of feeling like these things are happening to you and around you, that is finished, that is gone. And there is something that is building on the inside of you right now that is actually going to stand through those things. And Lord, I just pray that spirit, that as Joe walks in that river, that he won't walk just up to his ankles, he won't just walk up to his knees, he won't just walk up to his waist, that you would just fill him completely with your presence, with your spirit right now in Jesus' name, that it would be up to his neck, that it would be over his head, that he would be completely immersed in your presence, in your newness, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name, in Jesus' name. And we just pray for Grant right now. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you for what you've been doing, the journey that he's been on. And I know you know this, Grant, but that verse just comes to mind that he hasn't brought you this far to let you fall. And I know that you know it, but as things come like a torrent, you know what? I believe there is a sense where you're going to find yourself in seasons to come in the middle of other people's storms, in the middle of other people's stuff, for want of a better word. And you know what? You're going to know, and you're going to have the presence of mind to know that this isn't happening to you. It's happening around you, and you're actually going to feel a bit like, you know, Jesus in the boat, where you can actually speak to the stuff rather than speaking to people, rather than speaking to personalities and even to problems. You're actually going to bring about a change in the spirit as you speak to the spirit of the air, as you speak to the atmosphere. You're actually going to bring about change, and some of that is even things that perhaps, you know, is going around closer to home at the moment. And you know, it's not about speaking to the person. It's not about, you know, thinking, if only I could get them right and get them to see this. It's actually just about you declaring what is truth and what is right in those areas, in those situations, that change is going to come. Yeah. Yeah. And I just think as your next season, as you find yourself in some of that, you're actually not going to fear it. It's not going to get you down. You're going to take authority, you know, in the atmosphere. You're going to be able to love people more than you've ever loved them before, but you're actually going to be able to bring discipline and order to the atmosphere that is about.